Blog Talk Radio.
About the storm. So glad the worst is
Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Yes, the hard part is nearly over, ladies and gentlemen. The redemption plan has been put into effect. And we can say that we can be redeemed. And we have been redeemed. We have already been redeemed. The redemption has already taken place. It's up to us to redeem the time. We were redeemed back when the ultimate sacrifice was made. Yes, the ultimate sacrifice was made and the veil was torn. So we can go boldly, boldly before the throne of grace and ask that the redemption plan be put in effect. We have been redeemed. Let the redeemed say so. Let the redeemed say so. The redemption plan has been put into effect, ladies and gentlemen, for the marriage vow. Now, the redemption for our community and our city and our failing urban settings is still yet to be corrected. And if you don't mind going with me down the road a little piece, we can work on that too, ladies and gentlemen. We have been redeemed. So let the redeemed say so. Let the redeemed say so. I have been redeemed. If he saw us putrefied in our own wasted away, he redeemed us from our very selves a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. We only need to walk in that redemption. But unfortunately, people, we weren't walking in that redemption. We didn't know that the redeemed and the redemption plan was already in effect. We had to go through the process to remind us of the fact that we had already been redeemed, not only with the blood of Jesus, but when the redemption plan went into effect. We were created perfect, lacking nothing, needing nothing. What corrupted us was this very world. You came here needing nothing. And woman, you didn't come from the side of the rib of the man. You were created in like manners from the womb. When the Creator said, "Let us make man in our own image," woman, he was talking to you and I. Don't make the mistake of believing an allegorical story that someone was put asleep and you was taken out of his rib. You were taken and created from a supreme being. From a supreme being who had no mother and no father. Who know there are no next of kin that are related to him. Who created himself. So if you were created in his likeness and image, then you can be equal to him. Don't make the mistake of understanding that submission means that you are less than and subbing anything, woman. As I told you yesterday, you are God's. You are God's little children, and you have overcome them. We have led this lie on and this fallacy for so long, and so long has the woman been trampled over and used for excess and put outside of the road for the wolves to take up with when there was no more need for her. The very reason this world has been turned upside down is because no one has taken the time to properly care for the female gender and to know that she's God. Well, she has awakened that. She knows herself. She's aware of her every being, and she is conscious of the fact that it's going to take a female gender to correct our upside-down world. So away with these false allegorical stories and myths. Away with them. Now that you know that we are the female gender, the spiritual side of God, and we are the entity of God. I don't mind telling you, and I take no apprehension. I have supportive facts to support me through many doctors who substantiate it. If you don't believe it, go and read Dr. Delbert Blair's recommendation and his research and findings on the situation. The reason why relationships have been so messed up is because so many male genders wanted to sub the queen, the god, and wanted to make her submissive and wanted to use her as a second-class citizen. The Bible says, if you can't treat a woman right, don't bother to ask anything of God. It's scriptural. Go and read it. It's in the scriptures. So many women have been mistreated for no reason, and they have been used as counterfeits. When we can't sub anything, we are the real McCoy. Like it or not, men, we are the gods, and you will be submissive to us, and you will find that it will take our spirit to correct the flaws in this system that has collapsed into madness. So let the redeemed say so. If you have been redeemed and know truth and understanding, let the redeemed say so. I am redeemed. I am free. Because at last, thank God Almighty, at last, I know that we were not the sub of anything. I knew that we were not taken from the side of anything. It never reservoired with my spirit. But as this world became more madder and destroying itself with its very own hands, I knew that with just a touch, from the female gender, we could put balance back into earth again. Now, Mother Earth knows that every time you bring the woman into proper subjection, balance and duality will equip this earth. Now, I want to tell you something. We are very short on time, but I want you to know that you have been redeemed and were always redeemed. All you need to do is walk in that redemption. Now, if you don't walk into that in that redemption, it is your own fault, because the fight has been fought, the war has been won, and we've always been redeemed. We just did not realize it and did not walk in that atmospheric pressure. Now, why don't you walk proudly in that atmospheric pressure now that you know you're redeemed and you can tell your woman that she's equal to you as you walk in duality? Don't let anyone tell you that garbage and that story that she is a lesser vessel and that she is broken in some way. She is whole in all her totalities, as whole as she can get. Even this very world tried to turn against her, but Mother Nature said no more. Will she be the lesser vessel in any race, black, white, Gentile, Jews, or African American, in any race, because the feminine side of the woman is God. Like it or not, man, it's what you're going to have to embrace. The feminine side of the woman is God. And as we come into consciousness, we can redeem the time now, the time that we've wasted trying to correct this hemisphere, trying to make allowances for the idiosyncrasies of the world. When you've had the solution all the time right next to you, not under your feet, not behind you, but at your side. Now embrace her. is the solution to the problem of the current time. We have been redeemed because the woman said so. It's time that you should come into subjection and understand that we rule in duality. The Africans can only deal in duality. There is no subbing of anything for a true African. Now that we know that we can put our redemption plans together, female and male, we can come together in agreement that we can bring about the redemption plan for the whole world. Ephah will mend your broken hearts. I want to say that again for someone who might not heard me. Ephah will mend the Jews, Gentiles, African-American, Caucasian, the Asians' broken heart. The solution has always been there. Whenever you take the yin and the yang and create something that is inferior to something that's superior, there is no balance there. And everything will be out of order. Now the house is now in order. Embrace the house because it's in order. And if you never hear from another soul again, you've heard it from Omi, that the redemption plan has always been put into effect. You only needed to be reminded of the fact that you were redeemed by a living sacrifice of Jesus giving his whole and only body. Not only the body was given, God redeemed you when you were putrefied in your own waste. You were redeemed when you were just in the formality stage. You were redeemed when you were clocked, not even born yet. You were redeemed. You were redeemed when you bowed down and asked God to come here because you had a solution for the end time. You were redeemed. The redeemed has always been redeemed. But you fell out of fellowship with God. You fell out of fellowship with the Spirit. And you didn't know yourselves. And you didn't realize that the goodness that was already in you did not need to be replaced again, only stirred up. And I'm stirring up the gifts that's already in you. And know that the redemption plan is in place. Walk after the redemption plan and live within the redemption plan. You say, Omi, how do I live redeemed? How do I know I'm redeemed? The redeemed know they're redeemed because their life is a lot lighter. Their walk is a lot easier. And the people know when they're in the place that they are to serve them. The redeemed know that they're in the right place when favor is given to them. And the universe opens up to them and supports them in whatever they're doing. Now, don't anybody try to come and attack my words and come and try to physically attack me in any way. I'm redeemed. Didn't you know that? You can't bother with Mother Nature. I'm in Mother Nature's plan. Mother Nature and I cohabitate together. I just spoke with her this morning. How about you? How many times have you talked to this earth about the situation of our people? How many times have you asked Mother Nature to let up off us a bit? How many sacrifices have you made to circumvent the problems that are about to come? How many mornings have you gotten up at 5 o'clock and prostrated yourself before the earth and gave sacrifice to prevent this earth from going astray? How many of you administrators have gone before the Creator and asked that favor be given to you and this nation? How many of you are nation builders who are fighting for the cause of all people, no matter which nationality they exist in? How many of you, tell me, how many of you, when you're called to do something, you're equipped to do what you're called to do? And you don't have to worry about asking someone to give you anything, because whatever you have need of, it will be sent to you. Those of us who are called on this earth to manifest themselves, to be gods, and to operate in that manifestation of God, we don't have to worry. Everything will be subject to us. So those of you who want to flaw or want to intercept, you are subject to a God. Like it or not, the only way you get around that is that you come into consciousness with who you are and walk in accordance. I am walking in accordance with my calling. As I was called to give you this message of redemption, it's not by might nor by power, not by my spirit, saith the Lord, but for those who can endure. And my question is, are you enduring? Are you enduring today? And have you made the necessary sacrifice so that we can circumvent what is to come and happen on the face of this earth? We haven't seen the worst of the worst yet. We haven't seen the gnashing of teeth yet, says Revelation. We haven't seen the blood up to the horse's brows yet, says Revelation. There is still things yet to happen and come. But we can circumvent those things. We can deter those things. We can hold those things off, and we can send those things in other directions. But you said, Omi, how can we do that? Only the redeemed and the righteous. Only the redeemed and the righteous have those authorities. If you have not been redeemed and you're still walking outside of godliness, then you don't have any powers, none other than the powers that have been lent to you. Now, some of you are taking the powers and lending them to the dark forces when you could be executing those powers in the right direction. You say, power, Omi, how do I get some power? Submit yourself to the will of God. Submit yourself to that thing that's lesser than you. Man, submit yourself to the woman, and she will be submissive to you. Now, we're going to stop this nonsense about a man without a plan asking a woman to submit to him. A woman will not be able to submit to you without a plan. Now, I've already told you, man, what you need to do. If you want the woman to line up in appropriation with what she should be doing, once you have a plan and you act in accordance as a man to carry it out, she will ordinarily be submissive to you without you even asking her. Submission comes through the will, and submission does not have to be forced upon anyone. But, men, you are out of order, and you've been out of order for a long time. That's why you've been locked away from yourself, because you didn't know you were even a God. Because if you had known you were a God, you'd be walking in that light, in that hemisphere of a God, and things on earth would have been corrected by now. Now, women are out here doing things like the little ant, lifting things, moving things that they don't even know they can move. But the power is in them. They were created through the statue to be a God, and the power is in them. Now, are you going to continue to argue and be jealous with the woman because she is living up to the standard of a God while you are taking a second-class seat, a basement-floor lifestyle man, functioning at the lowest level of your being? Are you going to continue to walk in that light? Or are you going to have EY Paley and live with good character and good conduct? If a woman has been turned out, man, you have turned her out because of your lack of judgment and your lack of understanding. Now, I want you to understand that if we are going to work in this earth, women and men must work equally side by side together. Our redemption plan has been inactivated. We have been given our instruction how to change the course of this earth, how to better things in the economic status. We have $1 billion purchasing power as African Americans. What is wrong with you people? We could turn this world around tomorrow. We can stop the processing and the currency of exchanging of the purchasing power alone. So if you have that kind of power and you're not harnessing it in the right way because you're too busy holding back your dear sister because you want her to be submissive to you and you want her to step aside, then hear this, man. Until you bring her alongside of you and take her advice and hear from her, you will never prosper in this millennium. The way you prosper and open up the floodgates of heaven is to see her as being equal and to see her as being in the Godhead. Now, we have wasted a lot of time bleeding allegorical stories, myths, and we have went along with this nonsense for long enough. How long can you keep a people incarcerated in their minds to believe superficial child's play? It's no way a womb could have been subject to anything. We are the wounds we produce. And if we are the wounds, we created ourselves. There is no man's rib that we came out of. We created ourselves from the womb. We are the gods. So like it or not, the cat is out the hat. The best you could do is embrace us and ask us, what do we need in order to correct the ills of this earth? Now, I'm frustrated, and I'm a little tired of hearing about what the problem is when we have the solution at our hand. We have a redemption plan now in place, and that is to let the woman lead with the man. And until that happens, no man's redemption plan will be effective. And we're going to have to come into consciousness and understand that the black-white situation is over. There is no one that is superior to the next one. And a child cannot sub his parents. Like it or not, we're ancient. We're the oldest things on this earth. Like it or not, we are the ancient ones. And some of us have been reincarnated and have come back through the spirit realm. Some of the very baby faces you look in, when they're born, they must be given a reading. They must be giving a reading for their destiny. That must happen because every child's face you look in, you must ask them, are you the one? Are you the one that will take us to the next level? Their destiny reading must be done. I didn't say gray-haired old men and women getting their readings done. It's nothing we can do this earth. It's time for us to head towards the hills. Our lives are continuing to press on and eventually end. But the child that comes in this earth is the deliverer, is the one that will take us to the next level. That is the one that needs a destiny reading. And before I leave this earth, I intend to open up an opportunity to have destiny readings for those children. So you can guide them, mother, and guide them into all truth and understanding, because they might be the one, our deliverer, who will lead us out of confusion. Now that we have our redemption plan, and now that it's in place, it's important for the redeemed to say so. Let the redeemed say so. If you have been redeemed, let the redeemed say so. If you haven't, then redeem the time.